Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. New restrictions in effect for travelers coming from China, CBS's Skylar Henry reports.
Beginning January 5th, all travelers to the U.S. from China will be required to take a COVID-19 test no more than 2 days before travel and provide a negative test before boarding their flight.
China recently lifted its strict COVID restrictions. Cleanup is underway in western Washington state after flooding there. KIRO-TV's Brasida Holgan reports from Edmonds, north of Seattle.
People were calling this Lake Edmonds.
I have never seen it this high, never.
Now that the water has receded, cleanup efforts are underway.
Right now, our crews are out cleaning debris and sand from the roadways. We're inspecting for potholes.
With the constant rain and wind, public work crews are still concerned about trees and limbs coming down on power lines.
A federal judge has ordered the longest prison term so far in the 2020 plot to kidnap Michigan's governor. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reports.
Barry Croft Jr. has been described by prosecutors as an architect of the conspiracy to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer while at her vacation home and blow up a bridge to delay police. He has been sentenced to more than 19 years in prison. Prosecutors had sought a life sentence for the fourth and final federal defendant to learn his fate. The judge called Croft a very convincing communicator for people who were open to his views. Defense attorney Joshua Blanchard says prosecutors presented a narrow view of his client.
That's the theme with the government. They played very edited versions of Mr. Croft's statement.
Blanchard says he will appeal the sentence. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The district attorney in Nassau County, New York, says if Republican Congressman-elect George Santos broke the law, he will be prosecuted. Santos admits to lying on his resume.
Santos doubled down on his claim of Jewish heritage, even as he deleted a biographical section on his campaign website that described his grandparents fleeing Nazi persecution.
I always joked, I'm Catholic, but I'm also Jew-ish.
But the Republican Jewish Coalition did not find it funny, saying he deceived us and misrepresented his heritage. He will not be welcome at any future RJC event.
CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns. The man accused of assaulting Paul Pelosi was in court today.
During the brief courtroom appearance, the public defender for David DePape said his client denies the allegations against him. DePape has been charged with attempted murder, assault, first-degree burglary, threatening the family member of a public official, and elder abuse. The only time DePape spoke was responding yes to waive his right to a speedy trial. His trial is now to begin on February 23rd. Walker Dawson for CBS News, San Francisco.
This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS22.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel. Call 800-278-7455. Encore Energy is a very active oil and gas operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Get this big tax deduction for 2022. Hurry before it's too late. Call 800-278-7455. That's 800-278-7455.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The 19-year-old man who was found dead in the town of Hull in Portage County has been identified. Deterius Coleman was found lying in the snow on December 26th near a walkway to a house. The autopsy results are not final yet, but preliminary reports say he may have died of hypothermia. Officials are not considering the death suspicious, but they are still investigating the incident. In Stevens Point, 20-year-old Elier Bravo de Leon is facing multiple charges after two people were injured earlier this month. According to a news release from Stevens Point Police, the injuries happened shortly before 2 a.m. on December 20th in the 2500 block of Minnesota Avenue. A 7-year-old girl and a 32-year-old woman were taken to Marshfield Medical Center. De Leon is facing two counts each of attempted first-degree intentional homicide, aggravated battery, mayhem, and one count of burglary. He is being held in the Portage County Jail before his initial court appearance later today. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 33 tonight under overcast skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers, highs level off around 39. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night, mixed precipitation possible at times, lows level off around 26. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
It's a good day to be Indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, hidden cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MinSure. MinSure can help you find a plan that covers your prescriptions and save you money. Visit MinSure.org to get started.
Hey, welcome, Wendy. And we talk about Native issues. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I was just normally talk a little before you say that, but I was staring at your beauty, and so I was really excited. And it's good to have you on tonight. Wendy's stopping in to do her sacred animal section, and it's really fun. You know, we talk about Native issues and human issues and Native issues and news, and we have guests today. We have a special guest, and then we have a couple special guests.
Yeah, we do.
Including you, Wendy, and we have an entrepreneur, Native entrepreneur, who owns a guitar store that's going to go on next. And then we're going to have a really, we won't talk about it. It's going to be a little secret surprise. So hopefully everyone holds on and listens to what's coming up, because I know we just had a taste of it before the show, Wendy. Mm-hmm. And we're really excited to have this young warrior on.
Absolutely.
But that's the only cue I'm given. Also, we got our shots today.
We got our bivalent vaccine for COVID.
Yeah.
And we also got our flu shot. So I'm happy about that. So
I'm a little sleepy.
No.
I'm a little sleepy now. My arm hurts a little bit. But nothing compared. We have to give a quick shout out and a prayer to our friend Matt McNeil.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in an accident. He's in the hospital right now. Things look good, but it's going to be a recovery. So.
Yeah, serious injuries, but he will recover. Yes. Yeah. So shout out to you, Matt. Prayers to you and healing prayers.
Yeah, healing and comfort prayers for sure. Mm-hmm. So let's get going here, and let's rock and roll on the show here. So let's have Ogama on, and Ogama tells the news and talks about the news that you don't hear anywhere else. Welcome, Ogama.
Bonjour, Anin relatives. This is Ogama Ganu Akwe. I'm a citizen of the Red Lake Nation in northern Minnesota, and I have some news for you here on Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. My first story tonight does come with a trigger warning. We will be talking about violence against Indigenous women. Just this past week, early in December, authorities in Canada have now found what they believe to be the remains of two Indigenous women who died at the hands of a possible serial killer, and they believe they're likely in a landfill. However, the police have decided not to conduct a search at the site, saying that there's hazards and problems with ground conditions. The victims are believed to be Morgan Beatrice Harris, who's 39, and Marcides Myron, who's 26. And they are two of four Indigenous women who police believe were killed by the same man in Winnipeg, Manitoba. The suspect's name is Jeremy Anthony Michael Skibicki, who is 35 and has been charged with four counts of first-degree murder in the death of the four women, according to the Winnipeg Police. The remains of a third victim, 24-year-old Rebecca Controy, were found by police in a separate landfill in May, but officials said on Tuesday, which was the 7th, that conditions were more favorable at that site compared to the other one where they believed that Harris and Myron's bodies could be located. The Winnipeg Police Chief said that there was no hope of a successful recovery, and the Indigenous people of those communities are really very frustrated with that. They believe that their relatives, they should make an effort, and that their relatives deserve to know, to come home if at all possible. This is really just so frustrating to hear about and heartbreaking. Sorry, I'm choking up a little bit. The Indigenous Environmental Network at IENEarth.org did release a statement for this issue related to the serial murders in Winnipeg, Canada. And they said that they stand with the Indigenous families in Winnipeg and across Turtle Island who are impacted by the recent serial murders of Indigenous women in so-called Canada Treaty No. 1 territory. They joined the outcry of Indigenous peoples across Turtle Island and around the world demanding justice for Indigenous relatives that have been murdered or are missing since the onslaught of colonialism, patriarchy, and white supremacy on our lands and territories. Indigenous Environmental Network sends their deepest sympathies and condolences for the families of Marcides Myron, Morgan Harris, Rebecca Controy, and the unidentified fourth victim being referred to as Buffalo Woman. And the statement goes on to explain a lot of the history of MMIW being related directly to extractive industries, and that women, girls, and Two-Spirits are sacred and hold vital roles and responsibilities in our communities, as well as stewardship to our lands and our ecosystems and waters. And that violence and genocide against Indigenous women, girls, Two-Spirit relatives, Two-Spirits, relatives, and Mother Earth must end, and they demand that the Canadian government provide immediate funding and resources to support for the search of the four murdered Indigenous women, and to call on the Canadian government to declare a state of emergency for the safety of Indigenous relatives of all kinds in the MMIW G2S plus pandemic, epidemic, excuse me. So my hearts and our hearts at Native Roots Radio are with the relatives and children of those murdered by this person in Canada, and we'll be following the story as we can find more information on it. The only other story that I want to cover today is related to the plastics on the planet. Nature.com talked about something that I guess I didn't exactly know existed, but there's something called the Nairobi Resolution, which happened earlier this year. So 30 years of researchers warning that there's plastics being a problem, 175 nations voted in Nairobi to create a legally binding international plastics treaty. And this treaty is being known as the Nairobi Resolution. Many people are proclaiming it to be the most important deal since the Paris Agreement. But what it does is it says it calls for full life cycle assessments from fossil fuel wellheads, where 99% of raw materials for plastics originate, to the final disposal. They mean action plans at national, regional, and international levels that work towards preventing, reducing, and eliminating plastic pollution, which means they need to know from wellhead to disposal where the plastics in the world are going. And this would be a treaty. So this is an agreement between nations, 175 nations. So this is something of a treaty, which is something we talk about a lot on Native Roots Radio. And the only way to ensure that that treaty is effective is to know where those plastics come from, where they go, who's responsible every step of the way on that. And they, right now, they don't have a baseline. There's been a lot of research in the past 10 years about where plastics come from, how they harm us, and how they are avoidable, unnecessary, and problematic, pushing us closer and closer to the edge when it comes to climate change. So there is a lot more research that is going to be done in hopes that they can arrive at a baseline before the official treaty is completed. The Nairobi Compact is expected to be completed at the end of 2024. So that is, that gives me somewhat of a hope to have our plastics in the planet to be taken care of. Right now, there's really a lack of transparency in plastics production, in what is being put in the plastics, and then on top of it, where the plastics are entering the waste stream is something that has been hard to track down. Basically, there's ideas throughout the entire planet right now that are focused on recycling and ways to deal with plastic once it has reached the consumer. And those are ideas that are promoted by the plastics industry. And we really need to know who's creating all this plastic and where it's going. So hopefully as this is researched more, there will be more information on this coming up in the near future. The article that I found is on nature.com, so if you wanted to read into that more deeply, you definitely could, or take a look and research the Nairobi Resolution. So this is Ogumagunuakwe for Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake. Back to you, Robert.
Hey, Pini Gigi, thank you for those important stories. We'll be right back with Big Guitars, Angie Big. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake.
Stay with us.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex, recording sexual acts without permission, hurting someone because of their sexual orientation, raping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger. Purchasing a human being for sex, you make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Health insurance that fits my budget? I'm covered. I needed health coverage I could count on and afford. MinSure helped me find a plan that works for me, and they helped me save money. Did you know that most Minnesotans qualify for savings through MinSure? And they have free experts who can help you sign up for coverage. Go to MinSure.org today and get started and get covered. That's MNSure.org. MNSure.org.
Don't drive too fast or you will miss Scott Jamama's Hot Barbecue. Scott Jamama's offers huge taste out of a little place. Located at 3 West Diamond Lake Road near the intersection of Nicolet Avenue and West Diamond Lake Road in Minneapolis, this tiny hole in the wall offers mouth-watering baby back ribs, grilled chicken, and half-pound pulled pork sandwiches. Don't forget to add the potato salad, spicy baked beans, twice-baked potatoes, and delicious desserts. Find their winter hours and full menu at ScottJamamas.com.
This is Winona Duke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm Awake.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, we have a guest on, and we're excited to talk to her. We've met her at the fair, but we've seen her store forever, so we're really excited to have her on. But before I do that, I just want to follow up a little bit with Ogama's story, and Lori put something up here. I just want to read, and it's pretty heavy, and I just want to read before we get into the fun part of the show with Vague Guitars. The news shared is always important in today's as heart-wrenching as the missing and murdered are at for a greater numbers than we can even guess. Prayers and smoke up tonight for those innocents left for dead and the pain their loved ones are feeling. We stand to make this better, but it feels so slow. Thank you, Lori, so much for listening and always being a big part of our show, Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow, we'll look at the background here for Angie. Angie, welcome to Native Roots Radio. We had a chance to meet you out at the fair, and this is a great time to talk about your store because, you know, those Christians out there and us heathens are out there buying presents for the 25th.
Yeah. Miigwech, Robert. Bonjour, everyone.
It's great to see you. Tell us a little bit about you and a little bit about your store. I'd really want to hear about it. And it's if people are watching online, it's a very cool background of all these guitars. Very nice.
Yeah, it's not a bad place to work. Bonjour. Angie Vig, Nindijina Kaz, Gawaba, Begana Kug, Nindu Jibba, Makwa, Gaye, Ajijak, Nindu Dam. So I'm from White Earth, and my clans are Bear and Crane. And you can hear me okay?
Hear you great. Hear you great.
yeah, 8 years ago, my husband and I decided to open up shop. And we've been musicians in the cities for over 20 years. I sing. He's a killer guitar player. And he repairs instruments. And so that's called being a luthier. And we have 5 luthiers here, so we're the biggest repair shop in town. And that's our specialty. We have service and repair, because in Minnesota, you have to get your guitars worked on a couple times a year because of our drastic weather changes.
Hmm. Wow, that's a really good point.
Yeah, I'd like you to talk a little bit more about that, Angie, but where are you located?
Oh, sorry. We're 595 Snelling Avenue North in St. Paul. We're 4 blocks north of University, and we're in between 94 and the fair, but closer to 94.
Nice.
Exactly. And so tell us a little bit about your guitars. Do you guys make any guitars? Do you repair guitars? Because I'm a former high school teacher, and I know the wood shop teacher was making guitars. And I'm going, can you really do this on the dime of the public? No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that is a huge skill. There's 3 schools in the United States that offer the luthier program, the guitar building. And mm-hmm. Red Wing, Minnesota is one of them. That's Southeast Tech, I think it's called. So a lot of people go there and they learn the trade, and it's a specialty woodworking business. And it's separate from the violin and cellos, those instruments. It's mm-hmm. guitars, basses, banjos, ukuleles, and mandolins.
So let's say I walk in there and I say, I'm a trumpet player, and I say, you know, I know expensive horns are easier to play. Expensive mouthpieces make it easier to play. You know, you can only get so good on a beginning trumpet. So if I come into your store and say, I want an intermediate guitar because I know this as a trumpet player, what do you have there that wouldn't put, you know, what can you tell the customer? I'm sorry. What can you tell the customer?
Well, first of all, we don't carry junk here. So anything you pick up here, we will not put on the floor unless it's in good working condition and we really approve of the quality. Mm-hmm. You know, Fender guitars are probably the most common. They have a more affordable line called Squire, and we really like the Squires for electric. But a lot of people now have been doing parts casters. That's what we call them. They put together bodies and necks and then make up their own sound to it, and that's where we come in too, because we do all that.
Wow.
Another specialty is my husband makes custom pickups, and that's our big specialty here. And if you don't know what pickups are, so it's these. You'll see them in all the guitars.
Explain it, because we have a radio audience that cannot see us. That is, yes.
So pickups are, they're part of the guitar that changes the vibrating string into a small electrical signal. And basically, that's like the nerdy part of it. It distinguishes your tone from other players. You could both be playing a same Stratocaster, but those pickups really make you sound different from each other.
Wow.
And you could be playing the same song, but you won't sound like each other because of these pickups and the amps that you play through.
Wow.
Tell us, earlier you said that you have to have your guitar fixed up a couple of times a year because of the weather in Minnesota. How does the weather affect the guitars?
So my favorite way to talk about guitars is it's wood, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it still thinks it's a tree, right? That's my favorite way to explain it, because when it gets cold, it tenses up like we do, and when it gets hot and humid, it loosens up, and then it turns a different way. So it's either, it turns this way or that way, and the strings will rise up like this far.
Wow.
And then it'll be really hard to press down, so people start getting fatigued, and it's hard.
Mm.
I know when I first tried learning how to play when I was, in my teens, I didn't know that you had to have a setup done on it. That's what they call it. And they adjust the neck and do all sorts of adjustments to it, because it hurt. It hurt me to play. I was like, this is no fun. But I've been in love with guitars my whole life, but I couldn't play because it just hurt. So a lot of beginners give up.
Mm.
Does that happen with acoustic guitars too?
Mm-hmm. All wooden instruments.
Wow.
And we wouldn't be able to be so successful in repairs if we lived in like California, because they have the same weather mostly,
Right.
When people move here from other states, they're like, what is going on with my guitar?
Right.
Like, you're here.
I never knew that. How interesting.
And I just, pick up my guitar and I play two chords and sing Horse with No Name from America.
Ah.
So I only know two chords.
We got a jam. Come on.
Yeah. Hey, wow, look at that beautiful guitar.
It's a ukulele, and I decided to paint it, and I liked how it turned out because it looks like birch bark.
Wow,
that's really,
really
cool.
Interesting. Yeah. Remind our audience where you're located again.
We're in St. Paul. I'm Snelling and Thomas. It's 595 Snelling Avenue.
And it's Vig, V like Victor, I-G, Vig Guitar.
Do you have a phone number or anything you want to throw out there, too? Because it is the season.
Or a website. Whatever you prefer.
Yeah, our website is vigguitarshop.com, and our phone number is 651-219-4941. I will add, to my knowledge, I think I am the first and only indigenous female music store owner in the country.
Wow.
I'm pretty proud of that, and I'm really glad to be in the, I'm an indigenous entrepreneur, and there's so many of us out here that we're getting shown now, and we have seats at the table, and it's so important that we can do anything.
And that's such a great point, and I wanted to make sure, because we live in the area. We live in St. Paul, so, we hustle and bustle up and down Snelling Avenue, and I've seen your store, so it's really exciting to, first, we talked to you at the fair at our trading post, but now meeting you and giving you a little airtime, and we'll have to do this again, because that's really exciting. You're the first, I'm kind of emotional right now after you said that, so I really appreciate you being on, and
thank you for having me. I listen all the time, and I just love all the guests, and what a great show. This is awesome.
Well, thank you so much for
light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Wisconsin farmers have the opportunity to sign preseason contract agreements with the Wisconsin Local Food Purchase Assistance, or Wisconsin LEPA, program to sell their products. This program is designed to encourage small to medium-sized, socially disadvantaged, and historically underserved producers to apply. Farmers who are accepted into the program will have the opportunity to receive education and training about food safety, wholesale readiness, and market opportunities. The produce they sell to the Wisconsin LEPA program will supply food security efforts across the state. The deadline to apply is January 20, 2023. Registration is now open for a Family Fun Learn to Sew event at McMillan Memorial Library. Participants age 8 to 11 must be accompanied by an adult, and registration is requested before December 30th. The classes will take place from 6 to 7 p.m. on January 10th, February 7th, and March 7th. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 33 tonight under overcast skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers, highs level off around 39. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night, mixed precipitation possible at times, lows level off around 26. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station. 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation
together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Send off two red tags and 15% off three at Warner Stallion's year-end clearance.
Bijou. I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Native Roots Trading Post, inside the Dayton's Project in the Dayton's Building on 7th and Nicollet Mall, Minneapolis.
Yes, stop there for your native needs, right?
Yes, posters. We have beautiful art made by hand from native artists.
Scarves, cards. All these things.
Candles. We have all kinds of beautiful stuff. A lot of art too.
We're just down there too.
Native Roots Trading Post, Nicollet Mall in downtown Minneapolis. Check it out.
So Wendy, we're blessed to have an intern.
Yeah.
And then the intern's family. And so I want Ayana to introduce our next guest and introduce herself to everyone out there. So I'm really excited. And let's hand over the show for this special guest and see what happens, huh?
Thank you, Ayana.
Tanse, Ayana Denamin at Sigasun Papixi Zutsunia, St. Paul Ote Ewigyan. Hello, my name is Ayana Denamin, and I'm interning at Native Roots Radio. I'm here with my baby brother, Baby Opie.
Oh.
And. Was you, Mama? Oh, no.
Oh. He forgot his name.
This is my baby brother, Baby Opie. He's from Boys Boy and Papixi's Cree Nation.
How old is he?
He's 4 years old.
Okay. Oh. 4 years old. And what is Opie going to do today?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to see. Cheers. Uncle Joe.
All right. Nice. Let's hear it.
Let's hear it, Opie. So for those who aren't watching Opie on our Facebook page and can't see him, he's also playing the drum.
Yeah.
So he's playing the drum and singing. Just amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us on here.
Yes.
Oh.
Beautiful drum also.
Beautiful. And look at his shirt. Oh, this is great.
Yes.
What a proud sister you must be, huh?
I'm so proud of him. Even though he was kind of shy at the start. I know he was feeling so good about being asked to be on here, being asked to sing, because that's what our life is like. Our life is centered around our culture, being able to sing, being able to like bring those feelings to the people watching. And I'm thankful for Nina for sharing what my brother has made her feel.
Yeah. So tell us about his, doesn't he have a page or an Instagram page?
Yeah. So my baby brother has an Instagram page on Instagram called Baby.
Bye, Opie.
We don't say goodbye. We say see you later. Ho-wa.
He went into the other room to go watch the rest of the show with my mom.
Oh. But
yeah, Baby Op has a page on Instagram at baby_opie_, and it's ran by my mom and my dad, where they share moments at places where Baby Op's singing and participating in his culture.
That's awesome.
You know, it's like a prayer, Wendy, whenever we have our culture brought to this show and a young person singing like that. Here's a quick question. How long has he been singing?
I was just going to ask that.
Baby Opie, he has been singing since he could even make a sound. I remember even dancing when my baby brother was just learning how to walk. He'd hold himself up on the couch and he'd just like bop to the beat. Yeah, so he's been singing since he was like, since he's been a little boy, because we've always brought him around these doings.
Yeah, and that's so, so, so important. He's soaking up who he is and his culture. And yeah, so where does your family play? Where can people, I don't mean play, but I guess, weren't you guys at the fair this year?
Yeah, we were at the fair. We were asked to sing. Well, it was a drum group, Midnight Express, that was asked to sing for mental health awareness. You can go to, we travel all over the country, Indian country, to bring our music, to bring our feelings. And you can find this at a powwow, at a round dance. You can find this all over. I know there's so many, like, different,
Yeah, that's cool. No problem. But can we say the Instagram again, too? Because if people out there want to reach out and maybe hire you guys to come and do a song or two at their happenings, let's talk about that again, how to get a hold of you guys.
Yeah, so you'd be able to contact my family at my mom's Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. It's Desiree Denemy. Or you could reach out on Baby Opie's page at Baby Opie _ and then _. So you could reach out on either one of those social medias.
Wow, Wendy.
It's unbelievable. It really is. I just, you know, like you said, when he first came on, it's like saying his name is a little bit shy. But as soon as he started singing, you could just tell it just took over his soul and it was like part of him. It was just so beautiful.
Yeah, it's really that he's been around singing, around dancing his whole life. So although he may get shy speaking in front of people, when he's brought back to do those things, it's just like that.
Yeah. It's
like, hey, Yana, what do you do? Do you dance? Are you a jingle dress? Are you traditional? What do you do?
Yeah, so I dance old style jingle.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. And explain that to our listening audience, because I know there's a beautiful story on how the jingle dress came about, too.
Yeah. So the jingle dress came from a man who had a dream. His daughter was, there's like different tellings of the story, but this is a telling I was taught, is that there was a man who had a very sick daughter, and he was like praying for her. And he had a dream that there was these women dancing in these dresses, and they were making like psh, 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 sounds like from their dresses. And he told the woman in his village about the dream that he had, and like how the colors looked, how these dresses were made. And these women all got together and started making these dresses. And they went and they danced in them. There was the color yellow, green, red, and blue. And they danced in that. And so the little girl was brought around those dresses, and she was watching them. And soon she started tapping her fingers to the beat of the sound. And, like, the sound that these made sounded like water.
Yeah.
Soon she, like, started tapping her legs. And then soon she started dancing with them. And that's where the healing dress comes from. That's where the name comes from.
Yeah. And that's Ojibwe, correct?
Yeah.
The Ojibwe story. And, yeah, whenever we hear the jingle dress when we go to powwows, we always think of water. It's water is life.
Yeah, it's beautiful, really. Very nice.
Wow.
Yes, and we do have a jingle dress outside of our little Native Roots trading post at the Dayton's Project. So if anybody wants to come and see a jingle dress.
Yeah, good segue, Wendy.
You could come down and take a look and see what it is. I believe it's blue.
Yeah, we have a couple of them, and it has applique in there, so it's kind of ho-chunked. It's Winnebago-ized or Ho-Chunk-ized, but it's good to see. So that's we got like 2 minutes left here. Ayana, how have you been feeling about working in radio here? Is that a career for you coming up here?
I definitely believe it is. I've definitely, I kind of fumble over my words because I feel like, oh, I need to get so much out. I need to speak fast. But it's definitely been such a good experience, especially working with you guys, because you guys are so hospital and sweet, and what you guys built for yourself here is just like, what a beautiful community.
Wow, Pini Gigi, thank you so much. And I thought you were going to say, well, I've listened to you, Robert, and I guess, you know, I don't have to be talk fast or make sense.
Because you stumble over your words too. We all stumble over our words. That's like a normal thing here on Native Roots Radio.
That's right.
You never know what you're going to get when you tune in.
Well, you know, Ayana, the next segment is going to be Wendy's Sacred Animals, and I'm wondering if she's going to be singing on that, because this has turned into a music show today.
No singing on my end.
Hey, give the Instagram out one more time, and then we're going to jump on a commercial.
Yeah, so the Instagram is @baby_opie_.
Perfect. Wow, you're a pro. You deserve a raise or something here, or a t-shirt or something. Wow, you're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be back after this short break with our sacred animals. And wow, what a show.
Mm-hmm. Stay with us.
Come back.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hi, Matt McNeil here. For the last 2 years, AM950 has been so grateful with all the members who've signed up to support the radio station, and as a thank you, we've sent out the AM950 calendars. Well, for 2023, get ready for even more thank yous. The AM950 2023 calendar is ready to go, featuring photos I took around Minnesota. Members who sign up with a one-time $50 membership or a recurring monthly membership of $10 will be helping to support the largest progressive radio station in the state, and as a thank you, we'll send you the 2023 calendar. Brand new this year is the AM950 1950 National Parks poster. The poster features photos I took of the national parks in various locations in Utah, Arizona, and Colorado this year. If you help support AM 950 by becoming a member with a one-time $99.50 donation or a recurring $25 per month donation, AM 950 will send the poster and the calendar as a thank you. Help AM 950 keep broadcasting the powerhouse progressive lineup you love and help keep Minnesota blue. Go to am950radio.com to sign up as a member, and thank you so much for supporting AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves. Please join Howling for Wolves on Wolf Day, Tuesday, February 7th, 2023, at the Minnesota State Capitol. You can sign up on Howling for Wolves event page. Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Wow, we have to have our intern howl with us, too. Let's do that one more time, Wen.
Howl!
No, this portion's brought to you by...
Oh, this portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! Good one. Hey, so this has been a jam-packed show. I feel like we should probably put this show, present this show for an Emmy. So, Wendy, the pressure's on. I don't know if you're going to sing or what are we going to do here, but I want to introduce Wendy, who talks about our sacred animals and who's been on the show for 6 years and supporting our relatives out there. And she always has some fun facts here on Friday. So, welcome.
Yes.
Wendy.
Hi, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. And I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. And on Fridays, I like to keep things light and have good news, and I do have good news today. And it is from the Humane Society of the United States. So first off, Good News Friday. Besides our federal victory on big cats, which I'm going to be talking to you just in about a minute or two, this week we can also be celebrating the ending of retail sale of puppy mill puppies in Clark County, Nevada.
Wow.
Yeah, the local law stops the sale. The local law stops the sale at 13 pet stores in this county. So this is really unbelievable. I want to give a shout out to the Nevada Advocates, HSUS Nevada State Director Rebecca Joyce, Polito Goff, and anyone who did phone banking on this campaign. So I've talked about this many, many times on Native Roots Radio. 99% of the time when you go to buy a dog or a cat or a bunny at a pet store, they are derived from puppy mills.
Yep.
So puppy mills are large, or they could be small facilities that just breed dogs over and over again. The dogs are kept in cages. They're not socialized. They don't see the vet. Our dog Gracie was kept in a puppy mill. She's a little white Maltese. She's a very desirable dog to have because she doesn't shed, and she's hypoallergenic, and people really like these little white Malteses. So you have to really be careful about where you get these, you know, cute little dogs. And other dog breeds as well, they're kept in the pet these puppy mills where they're bred over and over again. She was kept in an indoor facility where once a week her water and her automatic feed dish was filled up, and that's where she was left. They kept the heat on as low as possible so she didn't freeze, but just warm enough so she didn't die. She was rescued after the end of 7 years when she couldn't produce any puppies anymore. So having these ordinances, and they're coming one after another after another. We did work on one here that passed a couple of years back in St. Paul, Minnesota. I was actually blessed to be able to get up in front of our St. Paul City Council and, plead a case for Gracie. And yeah, it passed unanimously. And even though we didn't have any pet stores at that time in St. Paul, selling puppies. Right. What it does is it prevents a pet store from coming into the area and selling puppies. So what we always say is, please do not shop. Please adopt. So I'm really happy about that. Good news. And I wanted to just take a minute here to talk about the other news, which just passed the Senate. Literally, this is like breaking news practically. So this is from the Humane Society Legislative Fund. And this is a major win. The U.S. Senate passed the Big Cat Public Safety Act. And this is huge. This is December 6th. This happened.
Wow.
This is dated, my birthday, right? So Sarah Adamson and Kitty Block, this is what they wrote. In a major advance in our long fight against the abuse of captive big cats, the U.S. Senate just passed the Big Cat Public Safety Act, H.R. It's the House 263 and the Senate 1210, a bill we have championed for years. Because it prohibits keeping big cats as pets and also bans contact between the big cats and the public. You know, these cats can be really dangerous and bad things could happen. The U.S. House of Representatives passed the bill in July by a robust bipartisan vote of 278 to 134. And now the Big Cat Public Safety Act heads to the White House for President Biden's signature. Earlier this year, the president issued the statement supporting the legislation, so we expect him to sign it without any problems, and it should go through no problem. So we're looking forward to that. And I just want to say this. The Humane Society of the United States had undercover investigators which helped expose the abuse of these big cats in the United States. This all starts with the breeding of big cats to produce cubs who are removed from their mothers at birth. They are passed around for photos for profit, right? And then they're discarded after a few months when they become too large and dangerous to handle. So this usually happens like on the side of the road, like you'll see a sign, you know, come take a photo with a baby lion cub or whatever. And it's really intriguing for people to go and do this. However, it's just keeps this, you know, going. So this is going to really help these animals and keep the animals safe. And it's also going to keep the public safe because this could be really dangerous for, you know, our public. So I'm really happy about those two things. I have something else, too, if I could just find it here.
Well,
but what did you want to say?
I was just saying people can be so cruel is what Nina said. And
yeah.
Glad to hear we're moving forward with puppy mills.
Yes, we are moving forward. We are. So if you're interested in getting this legislation passed, the puppy mill, humane puppy mill bill, get in touch with your HSUS, your Humane Society of the United States person in your area. We have them all over the place.
Well, I always think it's so important to talk about this because you remember 20 some years ago, we bought puppy mill dogs without even knowing. So
that
we're not here to shame anyone.
No,
and we're talking about our relatives, our sacred animals, our relatives,
mm-hmm.
great chiefs and leaders and spiritual leaders and natives have been named after dogs
mm-hmm.
or have dog in their name. So
yeah.
I just want to remind everyone of that when.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, it was like 23 years ago, Robert and I went to buy cat food. We never even talked about having a dog. And we
right.
went into a pet store and we saw these cute little Chihuahua puppies. And Robert said, oh, I had a Chihuahua puppy when I was a kid, and I was like, oh my gosh, so did I. So we just fell in love with these two dogs. We walked out with a bag of cat food and two Chihuahua puppies that we purchased that day. And then people said to me, Wendy, why did you buy those dogs? Don't you know where they're from? And I was like, what do you mean? And you know, they were like, these dogs came from puppy mills. So the dogs that you bought, their parents are stuck in cages and bred over and over and over every every time that they can breathe. They're bred over and over, and they're kept in these horrible conditions. I can't believe that you, of all people who love animals, you know, bought these dogs. And I was like, oh, my God, I really didn't have any idea. So I just want to bring awareness. And like Robert said, there's no judgment here. We just want to bring awareness. So
Yeah. Great segment, as always. And people out there are becoming awake, and and we don't think that terminology is a bad term, to be awake. So, you know, again, what a great show. I want to thank you, Wendy, for being on. Big guitars, little Opie, and our intern, Ayana. Just what a nice little show.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community, and this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, that this department is reaching out to the community, and the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. Start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.